Yeah, we're here at the Alki where the Duwamish just starts to run upstream because people have been hearing this all over West Seattle. Doesn't matter which side of the hilltop you're living on, they've been reporting hearing this thing. So there's been a lot of guessing, there's been a lot of theories, even some finger pointing. Well, tonight we turn to science to finally try and get some answers.
In case you missed the sound that's been keeping West Seattle awake, listen. That low-frequency hum has had people wondering just what is it? There are plenty of theories.
It definitely sounds like, it sounds like grinding or machinery. It's not natural, no.
Or is it? Could it be the sound of this ugly creature looking for love? Marine biologists say yes. It very well could be the call of the midshipman fish. Here's the mystery sound again. Now here's the mating call of the midshipman. But we wanted proof.
You want to just take the whole thing?
Yeah, let's just take the whole thing.
So we turned to Professor Joe Cisneros of the University of Washington.
All right, here we go.
And grad student Ashwin Bandiwat.
See if we can get some fish.
We headed down to the banks of the Duwamish.
All right, I'm going to cast it out pretty far as I can.
Where the pair sent an underwater microphone into the water, listening for the distinct sound of the midshipman. But there's a difference between an underwater mic and sound traveling miles over land. Could it really be the fish? Yes, they say.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And normally you wouldn't hear it, but you know, once you put something like a boat in the water, it'll resonate and it'll carry really far.
The mating calls reach a peak in the middle of the night, so the pair, they'll be out late, hoping to solve the mystery.
It's a definite possibility.
We're waiting to hear what they're finding. It looks like there may have been a ship that was docked on the Duwamish, a big empty bulk cargo container ship. And that may have actually acted as a giant subwoofer that amplified the sound of these fish, sending it into the air miles away. They've got those microphones out, and if they can hear sounds of the fish without the amplification, the mystery may very well finally be solved.